pleasure visiting Ms. Harper Ritchie. Harper, winner of the scholarship for the Kentucky Farm Bureau Country Ham Project. Tell us a little bit about that. How did it feel to win that scholarship tonight?
I was very excited, and I'm going to be honest, I found out a little last minute. The breakfast was Thursday, and I found out Tuesday. So I kind of thought that I didn't get it. I was like, oh, well, like I didn't hear anything. And then I was very excited when I got the call and the email. So it was, yeah, very excited about it.
How long have you been involved in the ham project?
I've been doing it since I was old enough to, so about third grade. I was maybe 9, but my older sister, who's 2 years older than me, I got to see her do it when she was eligible for it. So I kind of got to be around a little earlier, and so it just got me really excited, and I was very, very excited that I could participate in it, and I've been.
So tell us a bit about your essay. What did you write about?
Well, the question was why post-secondary education is important to your future. So along with mentioning just how it gives you an education, opportunities for your good career and everything, I talked about my parents who both received their PhDs and about my sister who's a student at UK right now. So I mentioned how I got to see the opportunities it's created for them and how I think it's important to me to also have that. And then I also talked about how the reason why I want it and like how it allows me to create opportunities for other people, which I think is something really important and that I'm really looking forward to in the future and that I hope I get to do.
So what's this ham project meant to you, to do this ham project all the years you've been doing it?
I think it's a really cool, tradition is a good word. I talked about that in my speech today, actually, but my dad always mentioned how my grandfather and my great-grandparents, they always cured ham. So I got to ask them questions. Throughout the years, I've asked them questions about what it was like for them and what they did. And my great-grandmother, I got to go to the smokehouse that she used that they still have. It's just storage now, but I still get to go in there and can see how it was set up. So it's just really cool, and it's been a big learning opportunity. And my dad wanted us to do it for the speech, the public speaking aspect of it. But also, we got to learn how to cure country hams and the different cuts of it and the business aspect. So there's just so many different things you can learn that you might not even think about.
It's wonderful. Harper, tell me a little bit about your education. Where are you going to school? What are you going to do with your education?
Well, I'm a senior at Caldwell County High School right now, and hopefully I'll attend the University of Kentucky. And I'm not entirely sure on a major, but I want it to be probably STEM-related, probably something with ag. My two pathways right now are ag business and animal science, and I'm in FFA and 4-H, so probably something that has to do with that. It's something in that realm.
Very active in all those organizations. I think it's going to be great, and a scholarship will certainly help the way, won't it?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations again, Avery. Richard Harper, and I called your sister's name. Congratulations, and hope you do well, and good luck in college as your senior year here at Caldwell County.
Thank you.